Good morning, and welcome to the CyberSmart Morning News Update. With the always evolving world of cyber threats and defense, you need a source you can trust. FBI retired Special Agent Darren Mott guides you through today's intricate cyber landscape and brings you the latest headlines and insights and what it means to you. Let's dive into today's cyber news.
Good morning, friends. It is Monday, April 22nd, 2024. This is the CyberSmart Morning News Update. I am your host, retired FBI Supervisory Special Agent Darren Mott. And as always, I thank you for taking the time to download, listen, pass along the information in this podcast and send information on folks who send me links to different articles. Sometimes I get to them. Sometimes I don't. Depends. Sometimes I forget that they even sent the links, and it's hard to keep track of all the crazy stuff going on in the cyber world. But we have five articles this morning. Was it a real busy weekend? Not comparatively, but certainly some bad stuff worth being aware of. First is from darkreading.com. This is something I posted over the weekend on my LinkedIn account. Multiple LastPass users lose master passwords to ultra-convincing scam. This is Nate Nelson reporting for Dark Reading. Crypto chameleon attackers trade quantity for quality, dedicating time and resources to trick even the most diligent user into handing over their high-value credentials. So if you know anyone who uses LastPass or you use LastPass yourself, this is an important article to pass to anybody you know using LastPass, because this is an interesting methodology bad guys are using to get the master password. And the master password is that one password that gives you access to all the other passwords. So from the article, an ongoing highly sophisticated phishing campaign may have led some LastPass users to give up their all-important master passwords to hackers. Password managers store all of a user's passwords for Instagram, their job, and everything in between in one place, protected by one master password. They unburden users from having to remember credentials for hundreds of accounts and empower them to use more complicated, unique passwords for each account. On the other hand, if a threat actor gains access to the master password, they'll have keys to every single one of an account's within. Enter Crypto Chameleon, a new hands-on phishing kit of unparalleled realism. Crypto Chameleon attackers tend not to be so widespread, but they're successful at a large clip, unseen across the criminal world, which is why we typically see this targeting enterprises and other high-value targets, explains David Richardson, Vice President of Threat Intelligence at Lookout, which first identified and reported the latest campaign to LastPass. Quote, a password vault is a natural extension because you're obviously going to be able to monetize that at the end of the day, unquote. Obviously, if bad guys get access to master passwords, that is a very valuable piece of information to have. Thus far, Crypto Chameleon has managed to ensnare at least 8 LastPass customers, but likely more, potentially exposing their master password. Now, you may say 8, that's a big deal. That's 8 reported. So chances are they're having much more success. And like I said, they're targeting high-value customers and clients with very valuable passwords within them. So a brief history of Crypto Chameleon. At first, Crypto Chameleon looked like any other phishing kit. Its operators had been around since late last year. In January, they began by targeting the cryptocurrency exchanges Coinbase and Binance. This initial targeting, plus its highly customizable toolset, earned it its name. The picture changed in February, though, when they registered the domain fccocta.com, mimicking the Okta single sign-in page belonging to the U.S. Federal Communications Commission's login. This suddenly made this rise from one of the many customer phishing kits that we see out there to something that's going to pivot into targeting the enterprise, going after corporate credentials, said Richardson. Richardson confirmed to Dark Reading that FCC employees were impacted, but could not say how many or whether the attacks led to any consequences for the agency. It's a sophisticated attack, he notes, that he expects to have worked even on trained employees. The problem with Crypto Chameleon wasn't just who it was targeting, but how well it did at defeating them. Its trick was thorough, patient, hands-on engagement with victims. So let's consider, for example, the current campaign against LastPass. It begin in his. And so I'm spending time on this article because it's important. Because if it works for LastPass, you can guarantee that the bad guys are going to use this for other password managers as well. So it's important to kind of pay attention here. It begins when a customer receives a call from an 888 number. A robocaller informs the customer that their account has been accessed from a new device. It then prompts them to press 1 to allow access or 2 to block it. After pressing 2, they're told that they'll be receiving a call shortly from a customer service representative in order to close the ticket. When the call comes in unbeknownst to the recipient, is from a spoofed number. On the other end of the line is a live person, typically with an American accent. Other Crypto Chameleon victims have also reported speaking with British agents. Quote, the agent has a professional call center communication skills and offers generally good advice, Richardson recalls from his many conversations with victims. So for example, they may say, I want you to write down the support phone number for me. And they have victims write down the real support phone number for whoever they're impersonating. And then they give them a whole lecture. Quote, only call us on this number. I had a victim report that they actually said, for quality and training purposes, this call is being recorded. They're using a full call script, everything you can think of to make someone believe that they're really talking to a company right now. So a little more to this if you want to read it. The key here is just understand that LastPass is not going to contact you like this. But the problem is people just, they believe it, right? And these guys are so convincing, they believe what it is. And again, if you're not aware of the threat targeting, you can't assess your risk and do the right thing. So I highly recommend this article to anyone to take a look at. And then again, be aware that they're coming for your master password. And so LastPass will not contact you this way. But again, you, especially the seniors in your life, you need to make them aware of this particular scam because we're going to see many more victims down the line as this progresses on. I can guarantee you that. All right. This is more from the, hey, that's kind of interesting and not really a bad thing if you look at it from a deep perspective file. Not that that's a very long file name, but you get the gist. Bleepingcomputer.com, Lawrence Abrams reporting, malware developer lures child exploiters into honey trap to extort them. You rarely root for a cyber criminal, but a new malware campaign targeting child exploiters doesn't make you feel bad for the victims. Sure enough. Since 2012, threat actors have been creating a variety of malware and ransomware that pretend to be government agencies. Oh, sorry about that. That's my phone. Let me turn that off so you don't hear that. I'm sorry. So I apparently have a doctor's appointment tomorrow, this week, so for those who don't. Okay. Anyway, since 2012, threat actors have been creating a variety of malware and ransomware that pretend to be government agencies, warning infected Windows users that they're viewing CSAM. The malware tells victims they must pay a penalty to prevent their information from being sent to law enforcement. One of the first modern ransomware operations called Anti-Child Porn Spam Protection, or ACCDFISA, okay, uses this extortion tactic combined with initially locking Windows desktop and encrypting files in later versions. Soon followed by other malware families that pretend to be law enforcement issuing fines for watching CSAM, such as HASM, URSA, and Reviton Trojans. What is CSAM? I assume it's child exploitation of something. Let's take a quick look and figure out if we can figure out that. Child sexual abuse materials is what CSAM stands for. Sorry, I should have looked that up beforehand, but okay. Last week, cybersecurity researcher Malware Hunter team shared a sample of malware executable with Bleeping Computer called CryptVPN using similar extortion techniques. So the gist of this is these bad guys are targeting child exploiters, you know, people who like to view or distribute child pornography, and they're compromising their machines and locking them up. Good for them. It says these tactics performed very well initially, with spammers extorting over $50,000 weekly in the early campaigns. So hey, thumbs up to them. And apparently they're really not charging a lot, anywhere from $500 to even less. So bad guy on bad guy crime, not necessarily a bad thing. The problem is going to be when they use this to then target legitimate people and make them seem like they're doing that and have them pay. So it's certainly a problem, but more on the article if you want to take a look at it. This is from securityaffairs.com. Critical Crush FTP 0-day exploited in attacks in the wild. Per Luigi Paganini reporting, threat actors exploited a critical 0-day vulnerability in the Crush FTP enterprise and targeted attacks, CrowdStrike experts warn. Crush FTP is a file transfer server software that enables secure and efficient file transfer capabilities. It supports various features such as FTP, SFTP, FTPS, HTTP, and so on, so on, so on, so on. This allows users to transfer files securely over different networks. Crush FTP also provides support for automation, scripting, user management, and so on. But now they have a 0-day vulnerability, which currently has no score. So there is no CVE to know about this. So there's clearly not a fix for it yet either. So if your enterprise uses Crush FTP in versions 11.1 or below, this vulnerability will impact you. So you should, it does have a patch. If you've patched to 11.1.0, you don't have the problem anymore. But so again, if you're a business owner and you use Crush FTP as part of your file transfer system, you need to update that as soon as possible. Cybersecurityinsider.com. Cybersmart.com. Naveen Good reporting, possible cyber attack of 911 on four American states. This is not at all good. The 911 emergency services experienced a significant outage in four states, Nebraska, South Dakota, Texas, and Nevada, sending shockwaves through the affected communities. Speculation points to a cyber attack orchestrated by Chinese intelligence targeting all 50 states. However, only nine states have been impacted, with four officially confirming the disruption. The other five, Iowa, Wisconsin, Kentucky, Minnesota, and Florida, are still investigating. The question arises, could threat actors bring down emergency services for hours or even days? Now, this comes on the heel of FBI Director Christopher Wray acknowledging that the Chinese are targeting critical national infrastructure. Do we know that this particular instance is coming from China? We don't, but it's certainly a problem worth looking at because, again, Chinese operators are going to test their capabilities, and they're going to test them on a minor level so as not to raise much a suspicion. So anytime critical national infrastructure, of which 911 is, the 911 system is part of, will raise this up now that this particular statement by Director Wray is on the record. So look for more types of articles like this going forward, and I'll probably be reporting on them here. Just remember, this is what I said and what I predicted. CSO Online, ransomware feared in Okta Pharma Plasma's U.S.-wide shutdown. The disruption has impacted more than 150 plasma centers in the U.S. with possible effects on European operations. Now, this is bad because clearly ransomware attackers no longer care if they impact people's lives, because obviously plasma is very important for helping people in the healthcare. But let's read a little more in this. U.S.-based human plasma collector, tester, and supplier Okta Pharma Plasma has been experiencing a ransomware attack, pushing the company into operational shutdown, according to a report by The Register. An unnamed source familiar with the situation reportedly said that Okta Pharma Plasma fell victim to a black suit ransomware infection last week on Monday, disrupting operations for its U.S.-based centers. All centers are experiencing network issues and are currently closed. It does say the attack may have a global impact. Okta Pharma operates a little over 150 plasma donation centers across America, all distributed in the alleged attack. The company employs about 3,500 people. Their parent company is based in Germany with a reported revenue of $3.26 billion and operations across 118 countries. So this is a large, large corporation, even though one part of it has been impacted here. But again, if your revenue is $3.26 billion, but if you make that much money, you should have a significantly sufficient cybersecurity apparatus in place. Clearly, they don't. Black suit is known for targeting healthcare. And until we actually have something that puts pain on these guys, healthcare is going to continue to be targeted. So if you're in healthcare, ask for help. Find someone who can at least start you down the line of protecting your information. I say this all the time, but I'm just going to say it again. That is it for the news for this Monday. So not quite as long as usual. I kind of tried to keep this to some key important stories, especially that first one on LastPass. Again, if you know people with LastPass or really even any kind of password manager, just be aware that the password manager is not going to contact you to say you have been compromised. So share that with as many people as you can. As you go through your rest of your day, know that knowledge is protection. If you can understand the threats targeting you, you can assess your risk, proceed wisely. Thanks again for listening. Feel free to email me, Darren@cyberguy.com, cyber spelled C-Y-B-U-R, or you can hit me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/DarrenMott. Also, you can check out my Substack. I haven't written anything there in a while. Maybe I'll do something this week. But have a cyber safe remainder of your Monday.
CyberSmart Morning News is written and produced by CyberGuy Productions. Feel free to email thoughts, comments, or suggestions to Darren@thecyberguy.com. Or follow Darren on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/in/DarrettMott. Thanks for listening.